All right, y'all. Usually I don't start my podcast episodes like this, but as I was editing this episode, I realized that my niece was crying really loud in the background. She was being very fussy. So in the beginning of this story time, you may hear her in the background crying. Hopefully it's not too distracting from the story, but please, please, please stay for the whole story. Enjoy. Hey, hey, listeners, it's your host, Destiny. Welcome or welcome back to Reflection Desk Podcast, where I journal out loud about my life, y'all. My life. So last year, I was pretty open with y'all about a variety of topics when it comes to sex, mental health, social media, just a lot of things that been on my mind. And this year, y'all really about to get the raw details of what happens behind the scenes in my life. And of course, my life isn't perfect. Has never been perfect. I mean, shoot, nobody's life perfect anyway. But yeah, this year it's time for me to be real unapologetic about the things that I go through and share everything from my point of view. And my goal is to tell y'all the whole truth and the full truth. Not just the truth that I want y'all to believe, but the truth that y'all need to know. So with that being said, on this episode, I'm going to share my pregnancy story. See, 2020 has been a freaking unexpected, I don't want to say year, it's not an unexpected year, it's just a year that has really unexpected surprises, but positive surprises, which I'm so, so happy about. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm fucking pregnant. I'm pregnant. I couldn't believe it when I found out, y'all. So I'm gonna give y'all the story time about how I found out that I was pregnant. So, whoo, y'all sit down, get your little snacks, just like chill. Make sure you're in a quiet room where you can hear the full story. It's nothing too off the wall, but I feel like this story is pretty entertaining. So anyways, let's jump into the story. So let's jump to January 2020, which was last month, because this month is February. All right, I had went to my appointment or whatever, my doctor's appointment, and talked about like the anxiety medication that I take and stuff. And I had just started taking this new medication. It wasn't last month, but in December or whatever. So I ended up having that appointment in December, and the doctor had prescribed me a new medicine along with the medicine that I already take or whatever. So as like, you know, the weeks going by the time I end up getting the medicine, it was like during the beginning of it was like around like Christmas time or whatever when I had got prescribed that new prescription, y'all. I'm trying to backtrack. Like, everything is just trying to come back to my memory as I'm telling the story or whatnot. So anyways, yeah, I got started on this new medication. I was taking my anxiety medication like I was supposed to or whatnot. And so as the new month come in, January, I was getting all ready for my period, y'all. I was like, whoo, I hope my period come on this month. Because a little part of me just felt like, I don't know, y'all. A little part of me just felt like pregnancy might come in the mix. Like, my period might not come on time as much as I wanted to, because I don't know, and just in the back of my head, in my conscience, I just felt like something was gonna be up. So my period, let's put quotes around that, my period finally came on, and I was like, whoo, my period came on. So of course I put on a pad or whatnot. Sorry if this is too much information for y'all, but I still use pads. I can't stand tampons or whatever. So I put on a pad and stuff because I saw like blood and stuff I was spotting or whatnot, and plus my stomach was cramping. I was having regular period cramps, so I was like, yes, my period coming on, I'm safe, I don't have to worry about pregnancy or nothing like that. Little do I know, I was in for a rude awakening. So I put on the pad and I saw that blood that one time when I had went to the bathroom, and then when I had went to the bathroom like two more times after that, I realized realized that it was nothing on my pad, y'all. Like, no blood at all. So I'm thinking I'm tripping. And I'm like, did I really just see blood? Because even when I had wiped myself, I didn't even see blood on the tissue anymore. So I'm like, what the world is going on? Like, my period never did this before, because with my period, it's just on a regular schedule. Like, it's right on point. It never do anything weird or odd and whatnot, except for this one time when I thought I was pregnant, that one other time way back then, but I wasn't. I was just really stressed around that time. But anyways, fast forward to this present time. So yeah, I went to the bathroom, didn't see blood those two times, and then I went to the bathroom again, and then randomly I saw blood again. Like, I saw a little bit of blood. It wasn't even a huge amount of blood, like when your period come on and then it's like heavy or whatever. So I was like, okay, maybe that much blood not coming out because it's just the beginning of my period or whatnot. Because, you know, in the beginning of your period, sometimes it's a little light, but everybody period is different. So I'm like, okay, yay, I see blood again. And y'all, guess what? When my ass went back to the bathroom, I ain't see no more blood ever again after that second time. I saw myself spotting and I was like, nah, I ain't pregnant. My period just acting so stupid this month. I don't know what the heck is going on. Even though I was aware that I did have sex, but I was like, no, it's no way I could be pregnant. Like, I just didn't believe that I was pregnant, because I was like, I don't even feel different. I'm feeling period cramps or whatever. But of course, when you're pregnant, you could still get like period cramps and stuff. Like, your stomach still can cramp. And then the spotting, little did I know that the spotting that was showing that I thought was my period was actually implantation, that they call it when you pregnant, like this early signs of pregnancy where you spot a little bit, and that's one sign of knowing that you're pregnant or whatever. So I think, like, yeah, a whole week had went by and I was just going on about my business as normal. Y'all, I was just living life, not doing nothing crazy or too extreme or whatever. I was just minding my business or whatnot. And then the week after my period was acting up or whatever, it was like the weekend again. I went to work, everything was fine, yada yada yada. So the weekend came around and then my sister, she kept on messing with me. She was like, you pregnant. I was like, nah, I'm not pregnant. And then she had my mama jumping on the bandwagon and she was like, oh, you pregnant and all that. Like, she was questioning me about everything. I was like, no, I'm not pregnant and stuff, y'all. Like, I really was convinced I wasn't pregnant. So yeah, my mama was claiming that she was gonna go to the store, buy me a pregnancy test, give me the test so I can take it or whatnot, but she never did because she was busy doing other stuff, so she forgot or whatever. And then that's when all of a sudden my sister had brought me a pregnancy test that weekend or whatever on a random. I didn't even know she went to the store to go buy it. So she went to the freaking dollar store and she got that pregnancy test and she brought it home and stuff. And then I was telling her, I was like, no, I'm not pregnant or whatever. And I didn't want to take it. I really didn't want to take the pregnancy test because I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, I was kind of nervous and scared to even find out whether or not I was pregnant. Like I told y'all earlier before, I had a little feeling in the back of my head that it could be possible that I was, but really my main thing was I was just thinking that the medication was messing up my period, that new anxiety medicine was messing up my period, because when I was reading the instructions or whatnot on the paper that they give you with your medicine, that would be one of the effects that it'll give you and stuff. And I was kind of like upset about that because I like having a period that's on point and I don't like having no irregular period or whatnot. So I really was blaming it on the medication and stuff. And then I kept saying, I'm gonna call those people at the doctor and tell them that I can't take this medication no more because it's messing up my body with my period and stuff, and I don't want to go through that and stuff, because you never know when your period gonna be coming on, and I want to go through the whole thing about messing up my clothes and just a whole lot of extra responsibility that I don't want to deal with when it comes to periods, because I mean periods are not fun at all. Anyway, so back to my sister bringing the pregnancy test home. It was nighttime, y'all. I'm gonna give y'all the whole mood. It was nighttime. It was a Sunday night. Yeah, it was. I think it was Sunday night, or was it Saturday night? I know it was the weekend, y'all. I think it was Sunday night because I had to go to work next. yeah, and my mind was all over the place. But anyways, yeah, so me and my sister was in the bathroom, and then I said, I bet you $10 I'm not pregnant. But y'all, little did my sister know, in the back of my head I was like, no, I think my sister gonna win this bet. I just feel like she gonna win this bet, but I'm just keep on playing it off. I'm gonna just keep on playing it off like I'm gonna win these $10. Well, I'm gonna keep my $10 or whatever. So I went in the bathroom, took the pregnancy test, and it didn't take the results long to come through on this test. And all of a sudden, two lines popped up on that pregnancy test. Two lines, y'all. Two freaking lines. I was like, what the hell? Nah, this is just a dollar store, like a little Dollar Tree test. It's no way that I'm pregnant. See, when my sister was pregnant, she ended up taking a dollar pregnancy test too. And it's actually pretty accurate. Believe it or not, dollar store tests are accurate, because I remember... No, it wasn't me. It was my sister. My sister was saying one other time she was just playing around with it, and she had took it, and it told her she wasn't pregnant, and that was the time when she really wasn't pregnant. But when she did get pregnant for real, it did give her the results that she was pregnant. So it gave me the same results that night too. And oh my God, me and my sister was like screaming and hollering and stuff, and my mama was home, and then she had her friend over, and then her friend's daughter was there. It was just crazy, y'all. It was a shock. Like, me and my sister was so loud when we were screaming and stuff. And then my sister was like, bitch you pregnant like that. And then that's when my mama friend had came into the bathroom, and then she looked at the test. She was like, oh, like, she was so shocked. And then she called my mom's name. She was like, I think she was saying it was two lines on the test, but basically she told my mama I was pregnant. And my mama thought we was playing in the bathroom and stuff. Like, my mama couldn't believe it either. Like, I'm telling y'all, this whole pregnancy is unexpected. So, we had ended up showing my mama the test and stuff, and she was just as shocked as we was for that. So I was like, nah, let's go to Walmart and let's go buy another test. Like, I wanted like a real legit test, not just the dollar store test or whatever, just in case that was false. Excuse me, y'all. I just got rid of a cold last week. Well, still trying to get rid of this goddamn cold. But yeah, me and my sister had went to Walmart, and we had ended up getting another test. I think no, we didn't go to Walmart that time around. We had ended up going to Dollar General this time. Dollar General actually have like legit real pregnancy tests and stuff. So we had drove to Dollar General, and we had got a pregnancy test. I'm trying to remember what was the name of that one. Was it a First Response one? Yeah, I think it was the first. Yeah, it was the First Response test there or whatever. And then the crazy part about it, I should have known something was up, because when we had went in that store, guess who was pregnant? The cashier was pregnant at the register. I should have known. The Lord was just giving me signs right there, like, girl, you pregnant, just confirming it even more that, yeah, you pregnant. Like, there's no playing games right now, you really pregnant. Because the lady was asking who pregnant and stuff, and I was telling her it was me or whatnot, and we were just talking, chit-chatting and stuff. So I had brought the pregnancy test, and then me and my sister had went home. It didn't take us long to get home because the store not that far. And then I took that test, and guess what? That test said I was pregnant too. And at first I was like looking at it all weird, because on that test it had like a solid pink line, and then the other line was a little faded. So I was like, is it supposed to be like this? And then when I had read the instructions on the paper, it was saying if you are pregnant, you'll have that bold pink line, and then it'll show like a faded second line along with it. But I don't like that test do that, because I still don't feel like, I don't know, I just don't feel safe by those results. I don't know, I just feel like it's not pretty legit, because I need both of them lines to be really solid or whatever. And then that little fainted line ain't never went away, it stayed right there or whatnot. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking pregnant. I'm pregnant. Like, I was not expecting that at all. Y'all, my mind was blown. I didn't know what to do. Like, I knew for sure that I wanted to keep my baby. It wasn't a fact that I didn't want to, like, have a child at all. Like, I always dream of having a child, but you know, as years went by and as I got older, I was like, you know what, I don't even want kids right now at this age, because I'm 22, y'all. So I was like, I don't even want kids right now at this age. I'm just like so over kids, because I live with my mom's sister and my little niece that's one, so I be around my niece all the time, and I've been here ever since she was a newborn, when she was born and stuff. So basically she prepared me for my baby, because I've been around a baby for a whole year now. So I'm like, ooh, I can wait on kids. I just want to live my life, have fun and stuff, and enjoy everything while I can. But yeah, so I was like so over kids. It's not that I hated kids, but I was like, nah, I'ma just enjoy my freedom where I can, because I see everybody else be talking about how they have kids and can't do this and that, blah blah blah. So I was like, whew, okay, thank God I ain't pregnant. But look at me now, pregnant, joined the mommy crew. Like, I'm a whole mama out here, y'all. I'm a whole mom out here. So where was I in the story, y'all? I was telling y'all about the second test that I had took or whatnot. So I was riding in the car, well, when I was riding in the car with my sister or whatnot before I had went home to get the results from this second test or whatever, I was just trying to figure out whether or not I wanted to tell my child's father, because we was talking, and then when the new year came around, it was just a bunch of bullshit and we wasn't talking anymore. So I was like, okay, I'm over this. I'm tired of dealing with all this back and forth, this sometimey stuff. So like, me and him wasn't even talking. So I was like, damn, I gotta tell y'all, excuse me that I say the n-word, but I was like, damn, I gotta tell this nigga I'm pregnant. Like, oh, I just had a feeling that it was gonna be something that went down for me to have to communicate with him again. So like, I had ended up texting him just to see if he was gonna text back and stuff. I had texted him or whatever, and then he responded back to me, and I was telling him that I had to tell him some news or whatever, and I didn't know how he was gonna take it. And then I was telling him, please text me back when I text you again about what was going on or whatnot. And so when I had finally took that second test, I had took a picture of the pregnancy tests that I had took. And then I sent it to him and told him I was pregnant. And then he was like, let me know when you make a doctor's appointment. So I'm like, he gonna react like that? Like, he ain't gonna tell me whether or not he excited or whatnot? Like, I was just like, okay. I wasn't too hyped about his response. I was like, I don't know if I should have told him. But y'all, I got another story time for y'all about his ass. I got another story for y'all about him that's gonna be in a whole nother episode. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, because whoo, my first trimester has been something crazy so far. So anyways, yeah, I told him about that. And then that's when I had questioned him. I was like, are you mad? Are you excited about it? Y'all, I'm going to have to go back to the text message. Whew. I ain't got my phone around me right now, but I'm going to just save that whole part for the next story time that I give y'all about my child's father reaction or whatever. So yeah, that pretty much sums up my freaking pregnancy story. And I done heard so many stories where a lot of women been shocked about their pregnancy. Like, a lot of people just have a lot of crazy pregnancy stories and stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I had just, and another thing too, I had just started a new job this year in the beginning of last month too. So I had just recently started my new job, and then I found out I was pregnant. So I was like, oh my gosh, I just got my life together, I got everything together, and now all of a sudden I'm pregnant. So my mind was just going everywhere. I was just pretty nervous about everything, because I'm like, am I gonna be a good parent? whatnot. Am I gonna be really happy about this pregnancy? Because I know that, I don't know, I just felt like I wasn't quite ready yet, because it's still like a lot of things that I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to be like really financially stable. Like, the job that I have now, the job that I started, is a good job, so basically I am financially stable to a certain extent. But it was like I had these certain goals for myself where I wanted to build this empire before my child get here. Like, I wanted to build like family wealth before I even start having a kid and stuff. But you know, life just have a funny way of changing things for you and teaching you lessons. So I was like, you know what, I'ma just not worry myself to death too much, because I was worrying a whole lot. Like, last month was just a roller coaster for me with everything, and y'all are going to hear about this roller coaster more as I talk about it on the podcast or whatever. But yeah, last month's just been a whole roller coaster for me. And like I said, I'm so excited about my pregnancy. Don't get it twisted, I'm so, so excited. But when I first, the first night when I found out, like that whole week or whatever, I was so nervous. Like, whoo, I was just thinking about how much life is going to change for me or whatnot. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just a whole nother ball game for me. But now I'm just ready for my baby to get here. Like I said, I'm still in my first trimester, so I have a while, but I'm just ready for my belly to pop so I can take cute little pictures, even though pregnancy is not gonna be picture perfect and all lovely all the time. But I'm going to enjoy my pregnancy and just take everything one step at a time, and I'm going to share my journey with y'all. So I'm so excited about that, because I get to share my experience with y'all, and then maybe y'all can relate to some of my experience and maybe give me some advice and stuff. You know, I'm still pretty nervous about sharing my journey and stuff, because you know, when you share certain stuff to the world, you can have all kind of people in your business and stuff. Even though I'm going to find a balance with sharing some of my business with you guys, but still keeping certain things private and to myself and stuff. And I feel like I can handle it, but I just thought it would be like pretty neat that I just share everything with you guys, so y'all can really get to know me a whole lot and just get to enjoy the ride with me, so I can just go back in memories and be like, damn, like I've been through a lot these last couple months just reflecting and stuff. So I hope y'all enjoy my pregnancy story. I don't know if y'all ever heard any other podcasters share their pregnancy story or whatnot, or the pregnancy journey on their podcast, but I'm just thankful that y'all actually took the time to come to my podcast and listen to what I got to say, because there's a lot of things that be rambling through my mind. And like I said before, stay tuned for more story times, because yeah, my stuff can get pretty juicy. So hopefully I have some more energy to tell y'all that other story about my child's father and stuff. And then I know I am going to do an episode where I tell y'all how I feel about being a single mom and stuff like that. So yeah, I hope everybody is having a good night, good day, whatever, whenever you're listening to this episode or whatnot. And I'll be back with more episodes. Oh yeah, and make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Reflection Desk. I was thinking about making a new Twitter page too. Maybe I just might, yeah, I might start on that this week and stuff. But anyways, like I said, make sure y'all follow me at Reflection Desk, and I will follow y'all back. And oh yeah, make sure you subscribe to this podcast also, so you can be up to date every time I upload a new episode. Bye y'all.